This is it, you guys. This is the giant robot fight that we've all been waiting for. This is the AfterBuzz TV Voltron Legendary Defender After Show. We are looking at Season 6, Episode 7, our season finale, and we have some very special people joining us tonight. So, for the last time this season, team, it's time to form Voltron.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ah, oh, love a light show. Nice. I can't just see it.
Thank you, Vortex, just can't hear anything in her headphones.
Oh,
so
like,
wow. Light show and we're dancing. And she's just
going to share my head. It works.
It's one with the beat.
What song is it?
And it's Robot Riot.
Oh, of course it is.
Because it can't not be Robot Riot, because this is my go-to when we have a huge giant robot fight. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We are the AfterBuzz TV Voltron Legendary Defender After Show on AfterBuzz TV. I'm good at this.
Professional adjacent.
Yes. Yeah. Pretty much. We have Season 6, Episode 7, Defender of All Universes, our season finale tonight. With me tonight, I have Red Lion, Emma Fife.
Hey, guys. What's up? Glad to be back. I survived Anime Expo, barely, yay! But I'm here.
Yay.
You and me both, my friend.
And here we are.
Blue Lion, Alexis Torres.
Hey, guys. The finger guns are back.
Hey. Green
so
light.
Oh. Sorry. I need my spotlight. God.
Green Lion, Megan Salinas.
Hey, everybody.
Yes.
That's it?
Yep, that's it.
Look, the green speaks for itself.
Yes.
You don't need much else.
I like the way you think.
And I am Black Lion Katie Cullen. We have with us tonight three wonderful people.
Yeah! Hooray for us.
The voice of Lotor, AJ LoCascio.
Hello.
Returning tonight, the voice of Pidge, Bex Taylor Klaus.
I like that. I'm going to steal your vote.
Go for
it.
And the voice of Allura, Kimberly Brooks.
I'm going to do the finger guns.
Yeah. You're the blue eye
finger guns.
We are going to yeet you out of the studio.
Boo, Kimberly Brooks. Who said that?
Who is that British voice?
Who is that?
Anyway, if y'all want to join in this conversation, we have our hashtag ABTV Voltron. We have the live chat. We are keeping an eye on that. And we're not doing anything spoiler-free because last episode of the season! Let's just go
for
it.
Also, I just want to address something in the chat already. Donut Dragon said AJ is squished in the corner. I would like you to know that AJ fought for that corner.
I did fight for this corner.
A hot spot.
I was like, I want the corner.
Yes.
It's very nice. I could lean.
I could
do all kinds of things.
Don't think
I can make
being...
Bex feel awkward with my weird arm behind you.
Oh, God.
I immediately closed my mouth because I was like, I had garlic. I was like, I don't want to gross out Bex. Yeah.
Oh, that's not possible.
Okay, good.
The garlic corner.
Yeah.
We're just going to build a nice little barrier there for you so you can be like, no.
Yes. Sulking.
Yes, that's true.
That's what I'm here for.
It's like, go to the corner, Lotor.
For when you make terrible
I'm
decisions. For when you make terrible decisions and get left behind because of your hubris.
I was trying. You can't make an omelet without cracking a few eggs. So.
I mean, that is definitely Lotor's approach. Yeah. It's just that
we stand genocidal.
Lotor's more of a fox in the hen house.
Okay, yeah. I got a pin yesterday at anime, 2 days ago at Anime Expo that says Prince Boy.
It's really funny because she didn't wear it here, but she did wear it on the Anime Expo Twitch stream.
I totally forgot.
Well,
that's great.
And I almost made you take it off, and then I was like, nah, I'm just going to let it.
The internet's probably not going to zoom and enhance the Anime Expo live stream,
but now
the internet zooms and enhances this show.
I was going to say, but now that I have said it on this show, they're all going to go back to the VODs and zoom in on it. Yeah.
This is also true.
Yeah.
You did that yourself.
Oh, I love what Renji said in the chat. Nobody puts Lotor in a corner.
But Princess Ponies made the point that I was going to make, which was that the eggs, as far as Lotor are concerned, are living, breathing Altaians. But, you know,
well, it's... Well, so were eggs, true. If you let them be eggs.
Yeah.
Hence so, the fox and the hen house.
Right,
I knew
exactly.
what I was doing.
So, you can't make an omelet without killing a few thousand people.
Exactly. It's a hell of an omelet.
It's a hell of a mixed metaphor.
Thank you for getting me, Alexis.
I'm moving right along. We're talking about the last episode. Let's talk about it.
Honestly, I'm just watching chat key smash.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
They're handling this about as well as we are, which is which is great. Yeah, let's talk about this last episode. What did y'all think?
I mean, listen, it was an epic robot battle that had shades of Dragon Ball, I felt, with some of the ways.
Teleporting.
Yeah, teleporting and like shooting beams of energy at each other. I loved it. It was great.
Sexy.
That's actually what I was going to say.
So sexy you may have died.
I mean...
So much tension between... Could you imagine? I think I said this on the other... On the podcast. This is the worst breakup ever.
It really is.
Like, could you imagine in any breakup you've been in just suddenly getting into two different mechs and hashing it out that way?
That's how my breakups work.
And then just leaving you floating in space.
Yeah, exactly.
You do not give me ideas. My exes into an abyss. Like, yeah.
You mean yeeting them into the abyss.
Wait, is that an option for bad boyfriends? That's an option?
It should be.
I've thrown ex-girlfriends. I've thrown ex-boyfriends. Friends. They're just all over.
Just a bunch of confused.
Let's just establish this right now.
I totally get it.
Thank you.
Right on out there.
Isn't that what everyone does with their exes? Just throws them into the void?
Yeah.
Dumpster fire.
Mentally.
No, the dumpster fire and the void are two different. Now we have the dumpster fire of purification, because that seems to be where a lot of the Galar forces have moved. Yeah, no, that's what it is.
Wow.
You're welcome.
So, yeah. They were really only together for about a day.
Right?
Such a bummer.
I know, but there was the trust. There was the betrayal.
I know. Okay, so here's what I want to know then from you, AJ, is when you first got the part of Lotor, did you know where his story was going to end up? Like, did you?
Not even a little bit.
I kind of feel like I remember Joaquin kind of saying.
Well, he hinted at it, but I didn't. Well, I didn't know when it was going to happen and to what degree.
Sure.
But they gave me a little something, because I think I was in denial though, because I'd be like, guys, this is it, and they're like,
I feel like I remember him saying he goes a little BS crazy.
Well, I kind of tuned that out. Yeah. A little bit.
We don't want to hear
it. They should have warned at least the rest of us, apparently.
No, they definitely warned me in front of you guys, because I was like, are you sure? Maybe he's not just going to like join Voltron and be like the purple mascot.
They straight up told us that he was going to be bad. Just bad. Yeah. Just sitting there like, so Pidge is right. And they go, duh.
I don't think he's just bad. I think he's got, you know...
He's got levels.
He's got levels.
Yeah. And he's like still floating.
He's a genocidal onion.
Ogres, Lotors are like genocidal onions.
They have layers and they're all terrible.
Yes!
I mean, I made jokes last week about the tearing the mask off ghost face reveal, but then in this episode we had him tearing his helmet off and just screaming into the void.
How did your vocal cords not break?
Yeah, they did. I mean, we did it in a couple sessions. It wasn't just one. There was one where I was nervous because I had another session right afterwards. And I was like, please don't punish me too
please
hard.
Please don't murder my voice.
And they did. They punished me too hard. But it worked out. It was okay. I was still able to do it. But yeah, my vocal cords were trash after that. So.
Wow.
You know,
I was in there for one of them.
You guys were
in
there for at least one of them. Yeah. And then they had me come in by myself and just run through a bunch of them. And it was just like, they kept going. They were like, do it longer. And I was like, so by the end of it, I almost actually passed out at one point.
Are you serious?
You joined the
DBZ Halls of Fame.
In the very last, like, scream where it's, like, really extended, at some point, like, I just started just doing this.
No!
I was like, oh, and they were like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. I just went a little too long.
Oh my God.
But, yeah.
I hope that's the take they used.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I hope it was worth it.
Joaquin was like, I like the thing where, like, your voice cracks and you just, like, go. And, so I was
and
like,
then you pass out.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, all right, I'll try that. And it's, you know, you just want to please him. So you're just like, yeah, whatever you want, boss. Put me in coach.
Yes, all the time.
I do want to please him. You're right.
So the room just started tilting this way, and I was going this way, and then they were like, maybe you need a break, and I was like, I'm okay.
You went Super Saiyan. It's fine. So, it's fine.
So did you guys record the scene where they're having the verbal back and forth? Did you guys record that together? Like, when they're pulling out the dad cards?
I know, seriously.
I remember being upset that we weren't recording that stuff together.
We didn't record that together.
We, like, texted about
But we recorded almost everything together, and I remember.
Except that.
I just remember reading the script going, oh, I can't wait to do this with you. And then I got there, and it was, I think I did it by myself.
Yeah, same. Oh, and I was upset.
I was really upset.
Yeah, because I was like, wait, no, this is the, we talked about it afterwards. I was like, that was the thing I wanted to do together.
I was like, where's Lotor? I was like, this is kind of a big deal.
I have things I need to scream at him.
Yes. I have stuff to say and get off my chest.
I need to look at his face.
It is great to work with you.
Yes.
And obviously.
No, she's working.
I'm not part of this right now.
Anyway.
Go back to this love fest. I love it.
This is why you were put in the middle.
Exactly.
You're the cream to our Oreo. Let's move on.
I thought Shiro was the Oreo.
He is the Oreo, but you know, I like that caught on. I was like, he's like an Oreo.
You're
and the internet was
wearing
like,
Oreo colors.
Oh my god!
I had to.
Bitch always knows.
Black and white. Yes. Always prepares for every contingency.
Yeah. You are macaroon. Good. He's just kind of toasted.
A macaroon.
It
was just the hair. I was just making reference to the hair, and it became a thing.
You are toasted coconut. I like that reference.
Now he's a Malamar, are they all white? He's a sugar cookie.
Toasted coconut.
He's like those cookies with the icing on them that, like, you know, will make you sick after you eat them, but they're
but
really
they're so
good.
Icing.
Yeah, they're like
Internet,
cakey.
Please make like cookies.
Yes,
please.
He's a moon cookie.
A moon
cookie.
Oh,
he's a moon pie. No, not a moon pie. A moon cookie. The half and halves.
Yeah.
The black and white.
Cookies. We went way off topic. I'm going to put it back on topic because we're talking about cookies now.
Real fast, Rory Penton, I know exactly what you're referencing, and I love you. I went in there and said, my boy made a meme.
Wow.
I don't know what they're talking about.
You were in it.
You're the meme.
Oh, I'm the meme.
Yes.
Yeah. To sort of steer it back on track, I was going to say that I found that the whole sort of evolution of the Allura-Lotor relationship was extremely compelling and also very believable because even though, again, in terms of Lotor, I was always sort of on the fence of, do I entirely trust him?
But even not entirely
trusting him, I still liked him.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I felt like Allura's feelings towards him were completely justified.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. As far as...
yeah. Have you seen Dad Heine?
The hair.
That is the Heine that literally murdered thousands of people.
He's worth it. Totally worth it. Because he's worth it. Exactly.
That's what I ever thought I'd say.
I'm going to keep bringing it back, too. Yes, he's genocidal, but he's pretty.
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, they're not mutually exclusive. But you really have to take at least
like
one of them into account.
Yeah. She didn't even know there were all tans.
So much better.
And let her think she was alone
in
the world.
If someone just didn't tell her they were all tans, this would all be working out.
I know.
Be living on a planet full of peace.
Exactly.
That's all you want.
If only safe sitting next to you. I'm fine.
If only those pesky Altaians hadn't escaped.
To freedom.
This would all be fine.
And stop sitting around waiting to be sacrificed.
If only Lotor hadn't been clandestinely committing genocide for the past 1,000 years.
Just a
sprinkle of genocide.
It's kind of an all or nothing scenario. Just a little, you know?
It's kind of an all or nothing scenario.
It's like, there's the
genocide.
Just a dash.
For the universe.
I completely agree with you, Emma. Even though I didn't trust Lotor, I wanted to trust him.
Right.
I wanted to.
Because it would be perfect if he was the good guy.
He was mostly good.
Except for the genocide.
Working through some stuff.
And he was good at
from
pretending
a crappy parentage.
To be good.
Yeah, he was attending his own weird way.
Cool motive. No, still murder.
So much murder.
All right, fine.
I just
want to be in more.
I love how it's the dichotomy. dichotomy of how they lead is Allura, when she gets confronted with the Altaians, her dream of having the Altaians survive, and then finds out they've been squashing free will a couple seasons ago. And then he gets confronted with the fact that he's committing genocide, and he's just like,
it's a sacrifice you have to make.
Yeah. No big deal. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We need energy.
Yeah.
We need batteries.
We do.
So.
I'm going to stick with Allura.
Altaians?
Yeah.
Equal
I'm going to stick with Allura.
It's just like Monsters, Inc. It's exactly like Monsters,
Inc. So is that why they're all A's, like batteries? Like
if the monsters kill the
screams of the Altaians power the peace of the Galar Empire.
Again, the monsters don't actually kill the children in that movie.
Maybe they can get energy
faster. One of them did try.
This is terrible. I feel like the fans that...
The fans that take this seriously...
I know, I know.
So we all know what the gift of the week is going to be now.
I just
love watching you tie yourself in knots trying to justify this. It's
I can't. Kids, genocide's bad. Yeah. This is all a joke. Yeah. This is horrible.
It's all
thank you for clarifying that.
Yes,
I feel like
you.
Some people will just take it at face value.
There are definitely people, I'll get those messages that'll be like, you jerk, that really believe I actually did these things. And I'm like, I didn't even write this. Like, I just show up and say what they tell me to, and then I go home, and that's... But yeah, I get blamed for a lot of stuff.
But do you think evil runs in your family? Like,
you think?
Gathers. It doesn't just run; it gallops.
It's
like full sprint.
Full tilt. Yeah.
Like your family's pretty. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
Evil. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like my family takes off their shoes before they enter the house. They kill people.
They also. Yeah.
Yeah.
It has been an interesting
emphasis on cult. I love you.
It has been an interesting. Evolution, seeing sort of the family dynamic sort of evolve over the last couple seasons, because finding out first of all that that Prince Lortur did exist in this show, and that he had been exiled, and he had been exiled for kindness of all things, as he tells the story.
Right. I think that's
kindness.
True.
You wish it's true.
I think it's true. But they showed a flashback. It must be true.
I mean, it might be.
Flashback. If you see it on TV, it's totally real.
Exactly.
But then something happens.
No.
That
story
I'm kidding.
I'm going to finish the sentence eventually.
Sorry, Katie.
Sorry, go ahead.
In AJ / Lotor's defense,
Keith.
I do really believe that Lotor thought that everything he was doing was absolutely for good as he interpreted it.
Right. Okay. What you got to say now, Katie?
With most genocidal dictators.
Correct. Exactly.
Story. His story about his childhood and his past and whatnot might be true. Doesn't negate the fact that he committed genocide. I'm just going to keep hammering that in.
Well, I'm sure Hitler thought his...
I didn't want to Godwin first.
Right.
I'm the Jew, I can't Godwin first.
It took us about 20 minutes to Godwin, which is pretty dang good when we're talking about a very charismatic person committing genocide.
Exactly.
Right.
Gorgeous hair.
Is my mic up?
Did you just say Hitler has gorgeous hair? Is that what
I said Lotor has
gorgeous hair.
All right, we're gonna switch tags.
We gotta cancel everything.
Talk about that robot battle, shall we?
Abort this show.
We're gonna talk about the robots now, because that's why we're here. It's called Voltron.
Yeah.
Oh yes, the robot.
Do you need a hug?
DreamWorks is not gonna let this episode out.
I need a hug.
A couple weeks ago, we had Lauren and Joaquim talking a little bit about the design of Lotor's giant robot.
Lotron, as I've seen him called in the trailer.
Yeah. Like
yeah, how did you guys feel seeing the robot come together?
A rabbit.
Okay, yes.
Can I say that? This is a kid's show.
Sorry.
No, yeah, I love
We're
it.
We're already
lady
gone, let's be real. Yeah,
that's true. Lady Boner, is that what you said? I had Lady Boner as well.
Yeah.
We're gonna get so much trouble. They're gonna yell at us so much.
We can just go ahead and mark us as explicit on iTunes for this episode.
Just do it now.
I'm so sorry.
We're there. Yeah. We're
so
there.
Does that mean I can call him Prince Fuckboy?
Whoa!
You get one for a PG-13. We are trying to at the level of the show. We're trying is the operative word here. Like gold star.
There's no kids watching this.
You'd be surprised.
Really? So they're all
You'd be surprised.
Sorry, kids.
We got people up way past their bedtime.
We're going to get a very cranky email, I think.
Very sternly worded letter.
Stay in school.
It's 2 a.m., but I'm up watching this. Oh, my God. Isn't it a work night? I love you all, but you can totally watch this tomorrow. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah, everything's fine.
We're all fine here. Fine. Yeah.
We're all mad here.
Well, that was a given. That's been since episode
1. Obviously.
The mech.
The actual
mech's great.
Synchline mech.
I was so excited.
Also known as Lotron.
Right.
Lotron. Yeah. That's awesome.
With little lotion dispensers. Because why not? You have to stay moisturized when fighting Voltron.
That choreography, though.
So insane.
Cool. It was it was incredible watching the first part of the fight. And then once hit the teleporting and going into the quintessence field, it was like a whole other ballgame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was impressed with both.
It reminded me, I want to say it was Gundam 00?
Yeah.
We had Gundam with Zarkon, too.
Yeah. Straight up.
Yeah, Zarkon's was Epion, wasn't it?
Yeah, Zarkon's was one of the very Epion. In Gundam 00, there actually was a Gundam that had the ability to teleport, which is something that I don't think the Gundam series had ever done prior to that.
I don't think so.
I think the Gundam series just kind of does what it wants at this point. It's Gundam. It's got life.
I don't know anything they're talking about right now.
I mean, particularly with anything that falls out of the Universal Century timeline, that's where they play around with stuff. So it's Wing and 00 and.
G-Gundam was my favorite, let's be real.
Yeah.
Oh man, Wing was my jam. I don't know.
Sorry, we should go back to Voltron.
Remember us?
It's pulling out all of these insane Voltron powers. We had the detachable green lion head.
Yes! Which was so great!
It was so cool!
Wait, is Pidge in the head when it launches?
Oh, totally.
So she's just like, ah!
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
You didn't hear that?
That's perfect.
Is it bad that I imagine the Keith weird sitting position in the head?
Her own weird sitting moment.
Yes.
Or she had little bike pedals.
Absolutely.
What if my feet don't reach the pedals?
You would have blocks. There'd be little,
But that was something from old school Voltron that I wasn't ever sure was going to make it into this show, and then it happened, and I was like, yes, this is the best.
The detachable head.
Yeah.
I love it.
The crazy chest beam, I think, was my favorite.
Same.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember where I've seen that before. I know I've seen that in many another anime, but it's just I love ridiculous chest beams. They're my favorite.
That's a good Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Ridiculous chest beams. Yeah. Yeah.
New band name, I call it.
Oh. It's going to be my stripper name, everybody.
That's the name of my Men at Work cover band.
Dang it. But it's interesting, as the fight is escalating, seeing everybody get more and more aggressive. Mm.
Especially after exposure.
The little quintessence action there. Yeah.
Yeah, you see what happened to Zarkon happening to the best of us.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like,
Keith got a little wacky. Keith's always a little wacky.
He is correct.
There's something a little off about that kid.
Not that you're biased.
No. Yeah.
But I think that also the audience was super into the fight as well, and it took that moment of listening to it through Alora's ears and going, oh, wait.
Yeah.
No, this is not good. To go, I was thinking those exact same things.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, because I know for myself watching it, it's like once they got into the quintessence field and it had been such a frustrating fight on the part of Voltron because Lotor just kept getting the upper hand no matter what they did. And so then finally when they made the jump into the quintessence field, which I got very emotional, of course, that Alora was the one who was able to make that connection and bring them in there.
Same.
That finally they're getting the upper hand. And so you're like, yeah!
Yeah.
You do take a moment and realize, oh, wait.
This is a problem.
This is not a good thing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We know what happened.
Yeah. It makes you go a little crazy.
Yeah.
I think the moment of all
stop
people,
pointing at me.
I didn't do anything wrong.
I think the moment.
You came out here to have a good time and you're feeling so attacked right now.
I know. Yeah. I now know how Keith feels about all. Yeah.
Oh. That needs to be spoken in every single episode. Hmm.
I came here to have a good time and I'm feeling so attacked.
It needs to happen in every episode.
Yeah.
I feel like like that's the epitome of Spaceball.
Yes.
Keith shows back up and he's like, I'm feeling so attacked right now.
Everybody Keith's back.
I think the moment a hunk of all people says, we need to destroy this guy, that's when you're like, okay.
You know something's up. He's the last one to speak up in that way.
Correct.
Sweet hunk.
He's definitely he is. He's very much the heart of Voltron in a lot of ways.
That's what I keep saying. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. But he is also extremely science-minded and logical. So when you put both of those qualities together in somebody, as soon as they go, you know what? We gotta just let Lotor go and let him get destroyed and get out.
Therapy. They should have brought him to therapy. That's what they should have done. Bring him to therapy.
Listen,
he'll be fine.
But they tried is the thing.
I mean, everyone makes mistakes, and then they just
bring
him in.
Everybody knows what happens.
I was just about to say that.
What was that? I missed it.
Who wants to play the song in the booth?
Genocide's not a mistake.
All right, fine.
Okay. No, but what I was going to say regarding that is that they tried. I mean, you know, Allura's strategy was to release all of the quintessence that they had, like, built up inside of Voltron during this fight in the field to Lotor, not with the intention of destroying him, simply with the intention of disabling him, but then timing-wise, they just had to get out, and it was like, oh.
I think they were trying to mess him up. I think she was like, that's like pouring...
Well, she says give him what he wants, basically. Yeah. This is
right.
What he's been
she
asking
knows.
For. But, so does no one think, so everyone thinks you're just done.
That's what everyone thinks.
You're coming back as a Robeast.
Lies.
I have no idea what's happening.
I'm so sure you're coming back as a Robeast.
He's going to come back as a snail. Just a little snail. And he's going to become the pet. And they're going to love him and feed him little things of lettuce.
It's the Rooster Teeth
I want fan
snail.
Art of that.
Can we name the snail
Kale? Of Envy from FMA. I mean, we do have this dilemma of, like, do we leave him here or do we just leave and get out with our lives? And you can tell that Allura is really struggling with that decision.
Yeah, and I agree with her because I'm like, you shouldn't leave somebody in a quintessence field that could just soak up.
She was just making out with him. So.
And also, they all know that the story of last time someone got left in a quintessence field.
Yeah.
What?
That's what I'm saying.
This happened.
Yeah.
Stop pointing to me. When I leave, I just go back into the void. Like, I just float and wait for the next afterbuzz.
I just go. My planet needs me.
We just yeet you back into the void.
Just floating angrily. What did I do wrong? It's like when you have a bad date and you're thinking like, oh God, should I have done something better? Yeah, so he's just there thinking about like, did I say something wrong? Was it...
Did I say something wrong?
Was it
something I said?
I didn't think
was it something mine. I said?
Yeah.
No, it was something you did.
Something you did,
As he's sitting in the void, he's like, all those notes. Maybe I overreacted. Do you think she'll text me soon?
Yeah.
Should I text her? No.
He keeps refreshing her Instagram.
Right. Yeah.
Seeing what she's doing.
Where she's finding all of the Lotor's nose, Lotor's ears, Lotor's chin. Yeah. And just going, ugh.
I love that. I love those. They're absurd. Have you seen these?
They're wonderful.
All the different body parts of Lotor. I think I brought it up
they
last
scare
time.
Me. Yeah.
They do frighten me a little bit, but it is amusing, especially when they're in character, where someone will just, like, Lotor's nose will just write, like, sniff, sniff.
Things, I love that.
I'm like, that's great. That's great.
That's so
that's,
good.
Yeah.
I'm so terrified by the... Just genius of the internet.
I know.
Correct.
You started off with terrified, and they went, genius of the internet. Yeah. You really, like, stepped around.
The genius is terrifying.
The genius
is
terrifying.
That's true.
The genius is terrifying.
You don't want to incur their wrath. Just like, the genius. Yes, that's it.
Do we have
Please
anything?
Don't at me.
You're going to get at it
too
anyway.
Late. Yeah. Too late.
Do we have anything
well
else to say about the fight?
Or the castle.
Well, the castle sort of post fight.
I'm just gonna go back to like the chest beam versus the castle beam.
Oh,
still freaked me out.
Yeah,
like even having known that it was gonna happen, seeing it was still like no.
I know that was hard.
Mm-hmm.
That was super hard.
What was hard about the chest beam? I'm confused.
No, I'm talking about the castle.
Oh, the castle. I was like, wait, what was emotionally jarring about that? Like,
no, the castle.
No, the booby beam.
The boob beam.
The boob beam.
The boob beam.
And on that
Like the diamond castle.
Beba boom, swift break. Beba boom,
oh, a swift break.
And tell you about all the other lovely things we're doing.
Hey, After Buzzers, our network producers, after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that that's tailored, made for you. You'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, this one right here, AfterBuzz Animation, and check out the other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and the best Voltron fans in the world for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Woo! Nice. Woo!
You're welcome.
So yeah, do the thing. Be supportive. We adore you. And if you would like to keep the show on the air, if you like us coming in here and talking about giant robots and genocide and everything else.
Low torts or Hitler's hairstyle.
Boobies!
The best thing you can do.
Did you hurt your own ear?
Yes.
What happened?
I don't know.
Just head over to iTunes.
It's okay,
sweet
baby.
Subscribe to the podcast. Leave us a
review.
You're okay. And rate us 5 stars. And it has to be 5 stars because there's 5 lions in Voltron, and otherwise it just doesn't work.
5 stars, so, yeah. 5 lions. Oh,
I'm
wrapping exactly.
I'm just pulling. Sorry.
I'm really wondering what's going on over here.
It's me.
I'm just
it's like Lady and the Tramp, but with your headphones.
Are you eating her headphones?
Yes.
All right, I'm just trying to check things off the list here, you guys. This is how we keep the lights on in the studio. Right. Just doing the live reads and doing the... Yes, and if you do a review, we read it on the show and we say thank you. So do we have any new ones?
Does anyone have iTunes?
Yeah, she does.
Did we want to read off the ones that we sort of just kind of...
Let's just do the names because we're going to run out.
Yeah, so absolutely.
We will give you shout-outs because we don't have enough time for this outpouring of love. We'd need another hour, and sadly, there's someone in here after us, so we don't have another hour.
They kick us out, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. We'll get kicked out.
We could just murder them, and then we have all the time in the world.
Murder is not a solution to your problem.
Murder is not
the answer. Get through your head.
Stay in school, don't do drugs.
These people are probably all Tayan, so...
I did get someone saying, joke's on you, I'm on summer vacation, so... Touché.
So I'm trying to think.
Out of trouble?
Because I was sick last week. Recent ones would be. So there's just one.
Just give us the July ones.
July. So this is from Krenner, something about a dumpster fire, and it's very nice. So thank you, Krenner.
Aww, that works.
We love
so
our
nice.
Running jokes.
Yeah. 5 stars.
All right. But yes, do the thing. Leave 5 stars. Leave a rating. We adore you. And that helps us keep going as a show.
Smash that like button. I hate hearing people say that so much. I'm sorry if you guys say it. People are like, smash that like button. I'm like, ugh.
No. Every time you smash a like button, someone else has to repair it.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't smash it.
Don't smash. Be gentle with the like button. Just lightly caress the like button.
Give it a little bit of TLC.
Tap it. Yeah.
Just a little bit of TLC for that like
Would you
button.
Tap that?
I would tap it.
Tap that like button.
Tap that. That's it. Tap that like button.
Yeah.
That's our new.
Tap that like button. Tap that bell.
Yeah. Tap that out on the floor. Anyway.
Okay.
Everything else. Everything else.
This
we
is
have.
Not a show about anything anymore.
No.
It never was.
Never when I'm here.
Everything
I'm so sorry.
Else we have is kind of emotionally devastating.
Oh.
So let's take a hard left turn into that and talk about the castle.
Okay, yeah.
It feels like we murdered a character.
We did.
I saw a cosplayer at Anime Expo who was dressed as the Castle of Lions.
What?
And she had like jewels on her chest. The crystal was on her chest. It was
really
amazing.
How have we not seen this?
And she had the ears.
Did you take a picture?
No.
You didn't take a picture.
The Koran I was standing with took a picture.
You photograph everything.
They had a good camera.
You're like a human GoPro.
Okay. They had a good camera.
If anyone has a picture
Find
of
them.
That cosplayer,
yes,
please put it
this.
In our hashtag. We need to see
yes,
it.
Please.
Yes,
please.
I'm happy yes. to.
I want to find
incredible.
Her and I apologize for not getting a picture. I failed you.
But hopefully we can redeem that whole situation.
Katie Fox in chat says...
I'm not worried, just disappointed.
Yeah.
It's okay, I love you.
Yeah. Katie Fox in chat says, my friend says they just need to drop the castle diamond in water and it'll expand to the full size. Yes. Wow.
But it'll be shaped like a dinosaur.
Yes.
That's exactly the problem. Yeah.
And it'll fall apart after about 2 days.
Yeah. How many people do you think have eaten those? I think about that a lot. Like
many.
The pill things?
The things that look like they're pills that expand
into
your
stomach.
And it expands in your stomach.
Yeah. My grandma tried to do that one time.
Tried to eat one?
Yeah, because she didn't know. You know, she's from the Philippines, so we went to like a really fancy restaurant. Sorry, Grandma. But you all blast. But she, like, they were in the middle of the tables. They look like little floating, like, cakes, because in the Philippines, we have like little rice cakes that look like things.
Oh, dear.
So she just picked one up and popped one in, and she was like, sorry, I did this. And spit out a dinosaur.
Yeah. Yeah, did it? Where does the dinosaur come into this?
Just a regular towel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And spit out a dinosaur.
So it has happened. Yeah,
that's beautiful.
My favorite phrase.
Funny tangent story. My dad once made meatballs with freeze-dried bread, which expands, and he didn't know, so he ate a bunch. He ate like a whole bunch of them, didn't know, and then was like, God, I'm thirsty. So drank like a million glasses of water and just vomited for like hours. Oh, no! I love the lights.
You
freaking
can't.
Out.
Lights.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So. We're sorry. Wow.
Sorry, studio.
We've angered upset. By all the celebrating.
You've angered the gods. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
There's always room for a Tiki Room quote.
Yeah.
But just like the last 5 minutes of this episode is, we lose the castle, we get Shiro back, and we're going back to Earth.
Yes.
And I love in that final scene, like, everyone's looking at the camera, and Shiro's just on the ground.
Yeah. Yep. I love that drawing that someone did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought about that today, too, when I was rewatching the episode. Because it occurred to me that there was this great shot of all of them, like, looking to
and then he's just, like splayed out.
He's like, happy birthday to the ground.
Yes! Yeah. I didn't realize it until I saw on Twitter somebody going, did they just leave him on the ground? And I was like, what? And I rewatched it today, and I was just like, they did!
After all he's been through.
Yep. He was sleeping.
He wouldn't know the difference.
No, he's out.
Look, lifting up his head. Getting him.
Weekend at Bernie's.
I know. Yeah. We had to have a Weekend at Bernie's moment.
He would have ruined the photo. Just having this limp Shiro hanging
like,
on.
Really motivating looking at the camera.
And
Shiro's
limp
just
Shiro.
Drooling.
Wait, all I can think of right now is the Princess Bride when they have the rest of their shoulder.
He's been mostly dead all day.
He looks like Steve Martin too, which I like. That white hair.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, so I defaced a fan's poster on Saturday. Thank you for letting me do that. I signed it and then went over to Shiro and colored the hair in silver.
I love that.
Beautiful silver fox.
That is so
silver
cool.
Fox Shiro.
I definitely saw more than one Shiro cosplayer with just the full white wig. And I'm like, how relieved are all of the Shiro cosplayers now? That
I asked the first Shiro I saw with the white hair, I asked how relieved they were, and they said, oh my God.
One wig! Not three. One!
Oh, I love it.
Oh my God, they need to make a
I also love, yes, they do need to make Shiro wig. Also, I love just where everybody is in all the lions and what people brought with them.
Oh,
agreed. First realizing they're going home and exiting the castle.
Getting Kalternecker.
That was my Keith bringing only his family.
And
that is his family there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ugh. Yeah. Pod Grandpa, Space Mom, and Pokemon Wolf. That's his family. And we love them dearly.
Yes.
All right, someone in chat is talking about a promo. Put that in the hashtag, like, right now.
Yeah.
Because until I put my hot little eyes on that, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Promo.
Promo for next season?
Supposedly?
Already?
Really?
What?
We
have two more weeks till Comic-Con.
I was going to say, if there's any announcements, it seemed like
what's
it would be
with
that.
I'm having a really hard time
believing this until someone puts it in our hashtag.
Pixar didn't happen.
But anyway, just going back to what people brought into their lions, where are they?
Pidge has so many things.
I know. But Landcow said, and I think this was just an animation.
Kalternecker?
No, Landcow.
Landcow.
And this is correct, that there is a frame. that I think is an animation blooper, which is Lance putting Kaltenegger into the blue line. And I saw an artist, I believe it's Ikimaru is her name, on Tumblr and on Instagram. She made a comic that was Lance getting into the red line going, where did I put Kaltenegger? Alora and Ramel being like, Lance.
That's brilliant. I love that.
That is fantastic.
That's a whole short I want
to
see.
I know. Yes. That's amazing. I need to see that story.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so I was going to ask, is the QR code thing, did anyone else see that? It was kind of blowing up the internet.
I saw that.
I saw something, but I didn't
know. No idea what that's about. I think the fans think we're just into we know everything the marketing team's doing. There was a trailer with a QR code that was buried in it, like in one frame, and people were like, what is this? Trying to solve a riddle?
Oh, yeah. I saw something about that on Instagram, but I didn't look.
I briefly looked, and I was like, I don't understand any of this. But
I have no idea what's going on.
Did anybody check what the QR code was?
It says, like, it brings you to a site, it gives you a few other things. At one point, it brings up Quran. It says like 8/2019. There's a whole bunch of stuff going
on.
Yeah, it does.
It brings up like basically like codes, and they look like little squares off the periodic table or something. Mm. The marketing team is they're going deep.
They're out of their minds.
On fire, man.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Way to go, marketing team.
They know that the internet will tear it apart, so they're just like, it's like putting chum in the water and waiting for the sharks.
I remember earlier this year when you guys were getting ready to go to Emerald City Comic Con, just the Voltron Twitter, just like vague posting.
I hated that. We were because
so
I didn't
angry.
Know what the hell it was about.
I knew what was going on, like, and I was still sitting there going,
why? This thing I'm going to,
I remember we were talking every
day,
like at each other, like you, me, Mark, all of us were just like, what is happening with these pictures? And we were like trying to figure it out together. And
we were
just
like, it's the Chaos Emerald. No.
Yeah, it was crazy. It's a lot of fun, though.
Anyway, so we have that. We have the castle. We have Shiro back.
Yeah. Yay! Space Grandpa.
Now he's Space Grandpa. That's great.
Yeah. You're finally going to get what you've been talking about for seasons of, like, he's going to die.
Oh, listen.
No, of course it's not.
But this is the thing, is he kind of did die.
I'm dead, Keith.
Yeah. I'm so happy that he's been dead all along, got for the most part vindicated, because that's what I kept using to hurt you.
I know, it's rude.
He's been dead for weeks. No, I feel like I was very satisfied with the amount of Shiro death that we got.
Three this season.
What about all the Korons, though? Korons? I don't know how you say it. Korans? The floating Shiros that are probably all in space now.
That's the clones. I mean, they don't count as actual people. So.
Yeah, but it's a lot of dead Shiros, so you're probably very satisfied.
Or the galaxy has just been blessed, like every planet.
A little Shiro gift. A little sprinkling of Shiros.
Alexa, play It's Raining Men.
Big bowl of Shiros.
Despacito.
Okay, but it's Raining Men. Come on.
It's true. I actually saw a comic. AJ sent me this comic.
I thought it was so funny.
Oh, what is it?
AJ sent me like a fan something on Twitter of Keith holding on that gorgeous shot of Keith holding on to Shiro, and then he looks down and he looks around and he goes, it's Raining Men. And like dead Shiro's voice goes, get your priorities in order, or something like that.
He's just screaming from the astral plane. So this season had like the culmination of a lot of plot points over the course of the last several seasons. Did you guys have a favorite moment this season? Or best emotional payoff?
Because we can talk about anything now. It's all out there in the
open. Yeah. I gotta say, my two favorite moments are when you see our creators in the Monsters and Mana Tavern.
Yes.
And when Pidge can't take the shot against Shiro.
Yes. That was such a heart-wrenching moment.
Good moment.
Really.
Yeah.
And she squares up and can't do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can't follow through.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
and that sort of coupled with the revelation that she had made a backup of his arm in case it came down to that.
But still didn't think she was going to need it.
Yeah.
Even after that.
Yep.
horribly, horribly vindicated.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think at this point we need to move into final thoughts and talk a little bit about our giveaway.
You talk too much, Bex. We can't talk about any of our favorite things.
We spent 70% of this episode talking about you and genocide.
I'd like to talk about me more.
70's not enough.
Yeah. Let's get it up to 100.
So this is what it's like in the studio, because we haven't had a session yet. So,
pretty much.
I'm like, shh, 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 go to sleep. Just cover everyone's mouths. Like, it's a low tour show.
Final thoughts on the season.
I thought it was the best season so far.
Yeah. Agreed.
Agreed.
A lot happened. Like you said, a lot happened in the last minute, 2 minutes of this that are just very exciting. I think.
Yeah.
This, who knows what the future holds.
But that's one of the things that I enjoyed about this season is that it did kind of, it was the culmination of a lot of storylines that have been put out there since the beginning of season one, and it feels very, it's a very satisfying conclusion in a way where you go, where do we go from here?
Exactly.
Mm. Earth, evidently.
Yeah.
Which I'm not. I'm excited. This is not like,
I'm worried given what we've seen of the garrison.
Yeah, I'm very curious. Yeah.
I feel like the garrison's not going to be very welcoming. Just saying.
Just.
I mean, it'll depend on how they've treated Sam. Because if they're actually taking him seriously and working on building things, okay, maybe. If they have him in quarantine in a straitjacket,
that's what
I thought. Good night, everybody.
Yeah. my prediction.
And we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't.
It might just be a lovable old wacko, for all they know, down on Earth, right?
Or if we go darkest timeline, the original Voltron series opened with the team going back to Earth, and Earth's kind of destroyed.
No, Abed!
That's right. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I forgot all about that. So literally the first 2 weeks of the series.
You took my job this week. Yep. You broke the lock.
Yep. Sorry.
It was the first 2 minutes of the series to the narration of Peter Cullen.
Yes!
By the way, everyone's dead, so we're leaving.
At least you're getting bad news from Optimus Prime. It's fine.
Yeah. True.
It's softens the blow a little bit.
Listen, Optimus Prime knows what it's like to die a lot.
So true.
Okay.
Softens the blow a little bit.
And on that note, we have a giveaway for you guys.
Oh, yeah, we do.
For the ABTV Voltron fans. I don't know if we can zoom in a little bit, but we have a print from the wonderful Sinisai, who does some incredible stuff.
Sinisai!
Signed by every guest who's been on the show this season.
That's a lot of guests.
What we're going to have all y'all humans do, go on Twitter. Use the hashtag ABT. Are you guys good?
Sorry.
Just blind it.
We are the children.
Hashtag. Yeah. Do you need my slipper?
ABT. Yes, please. I will eventually get this hashtag out. They're all like, what hashtag do we use? Use the hashtag.
Wait for it.
ABTV Voltron giveaway. And tell us your favorite moment from the after show. Not the show itself, the after show. Any episode, any season is great. Extra points for gifts, fan art, etc. But ABTV Voltron giveaway. And we will be announcing the winner for that next week when we have a couple more special guests in for our season recap.
Woo!
Same bat time, same bat channel.
I love that you bribed them. Also, higher chances for gifts. Send us gifts, maybe you'll win something.
Send me a gift. Entertainment works.
Yeah, exactly.
I would, like, full disclaimer, I love gifts of my face.
What does that mean?
Gifts.
Like, just pictures of your face?
No, it's like it's a gif of your face, so it's like you.
Gifts.
But you're moving.
Not gifts.
Gifts.
With
all
an
of
S.
The above.
Yes.
Okay.
Gifts and
no
gifts.
No tea, no shade.
I think the fact that we're transparent about our bribery,
you know,
some people pronounce it GIF, which is not
incorrect.
Right.
Well,
as long as we're being honest, we learned from this season it's better to be honest.
It is.
Especially about genocide.
Yes.
Hey, I do not want to be looking at my face. No GIFs.
There's someone behind this wall.
I love that you're in this corner.
I know, so I can't escape. I just have to take in your
eye
beams of hate.
That's going to be a redraw within the hour.
Yeah. High beams of hate. It's like your beam that I photoshopped.
High beams of hate. Yes. That's another
that
great
was a beautiful
band
photo.
Name.
High yeah. beams of hate.
Yeah. That's our band.
That's our band.
Yes.
Dang it. Take quicker on the sticks, Alexis.
You gotta be quicker on the update.
I know,
for
I'm sorry.
Anyway, now that we've named all the bands and given you the giveaway parameters and whatnot, where can the people find you guys if they want to find out more or tweet you gifts that they've made?
The Void of Quintessence, where I float and spout. At AJ Locasio, at all things, basically. Twitter, Instagram. I don't know. Don't follow me.
I follow you. I follow you.
Thank you.
I'll follow you anywhere except to the Void. Yeah.
Except to the Void.
I am at IbexWebex on Twitter and at Bex_TK on Instagram. Because they can't both be the same thing. I like to make it difficult.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know mine. No, I do. Insta is Kimberly. Well, no, yeah, that's Twitter. Yep. Kimberly D. Brooks. And Insta is Kimberly Brooks 11, the number 11.
There you go.
Nice. I love that number.
Yeah. Not because there's 10 others.
Yeah. Exactly.
And is there any projects that you're working on that you can tell us about?
I have a horror film coming out in September.
Yay!
Yay!
I know, I'm really excited.
That's awesome.
All right.
That's the best.
And I take it from the long that everything
I'm
else
trying
is
to remember
NDA?
Yeah, what I can
yep.
talk about.
I know, I don't
Nothing?
Know if I can say it, so I just don't say anything. I don't want to get in
That's
trouble.
That's a good policy.
But there's a lot of good stuff coming up.
Yeah, okay. I don't
so
remember.
So follow your social medias then.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
I post those things for sure.
Yes. Yes.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us this week. It's been a blast.
Thank yes, you. That was really fun.
Thanks for letting me come back.
Of course.
You were here last week.
I feel like wild horses couldn't keep you away.
No, not yeah. even a little bit.
No.
You guys right. are always welcome.
Of
Thank
course.
You.
Now,
Good
Emma,
times.
Where can the people find you?
You can find me all over the internet at Emma Fife, Twitter, Instagram. That's where I mostly am. I do a lot of stuff, but I tweet about all the stuff I'm doing. So, you know, follow me.
Hey guys, I'm Alexis Torres. You might not see my face on the Voltron panel for a while, but don't worry, I will be back. You guys can find me all over social media at atorres890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S-890. Winona Earp starts up soon, so definitely see my Woo! Face there. Woo! That show is amazing. If you love Supernatural, it's just with women and they're badass. So yeah, check it out.
Queer.
Yeah, we'll get into that. I'm Megan Salinas. You guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at The Menguin. That's T-H-E-M-E-N-G-U-I-N. I also do a Lost retrospective podcast called No Love Lost. You can follow that at No Love Lost Pod.
And I'm Katie Cullen. You can follow me all over the social medias as well as on YouTube and Twitch at Kiaxet. That is K-I-A-X-E-T. We have Rooster Teeth reviews. This week we're covering the latest Red vs. Blue episodes. That's on Wednesdays. And I recently did a ton of coverage of Anime Expo for Fanversation.com, Woo! Including an extended interview with Bex. Woo! Those will be up before the end of the week on Fanversation's YouTube page. Keep an eye out for that. Remember to come back next week for the recap. Remember to enter to win the lovely Woo! Art that is autographed.
Send
and
gifts.
Thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Bye!
Bye!
Bye. Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments and questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Greetings from the Void.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or participants.